I've definitely been on what I like to call a winding road. Sometimes we call that a lattice instead
of a ladder.
We're a lattice. We definitely push our lattice.
I like getting the lingo down. Yeah, for sure.
Both a jungle gym.
Yes. Hey there, Team Milliken. Our company has long been known as a place where jobs turn into careers. Our associates are proud to call themselves Team Milliken, and it's common to meet people who have been with the company 10, 20, 30 years, and even more. But no matter how long you've been here, you might benefit from some career guidance. It may help to hear from other associates who are at similar points in their careers, and even from leaders in jobs you might want one day. Today on Milliken for Everyone, we're taking a look at the Career Navigator Program, an ambitious effort to connect associates with information, guidance, and advice from leaders in many different parts of the company. I'm your host, Betsy Sikma, and I'm joined by two talent development leaders responsible for the Career Navigator Program, Senior Manager Sophia Galvan and Talent Development Specialist Alexa Hudson. Welcome, Sophia and Alexa.
Hi.
Thank you, Betsy.
So, right off the bat, what is the Career Navigator Program?
So I'll start if you don't mind,
Alexa.
Ahead. So first off, the Career Navigator Program has been a big labor of love for all of us.
Yes.
It's over a year's worth of work from a really great team that I was proud to work with. Essentially, we set out really to kind of create a visual roadmap for associates of how they can advance their career. Because as you said, you do run into people who have been here for 10, 20, 30 years in some cases. And we wanted to understand what that journey is like. How do we get to these big coveted positions within the company? How do we emulate these leaders? And so we started out, you know, we had envisioned maybe just some sort of visual, you know, one pager kind of thing. And when we really got into it, we realized the stories that we were collecting were so powerful and so inspiring that we wanted to bring those to our associates in a stronger way. And so the Career Navigator program really evolved into this way to collect these inspirational stories and career journeys from some of our best and brightest leaders across the organization. And I think what has come of it has been just that. It's been inspirational for me, and I think maybe for Alexa as well, in interviewing some of these leaders and what we have found. And I personally felt inspired to continue to grow my own career. We do hope that it becomes a great resource for our associates, and they feel that inspiration as well.
I'm curious to hear about your own career journey. Tell us a little bit about that. Are you able to share?
Yeah, sure. So I actually started my career off in broadcast journalism, which I realize now as I'm on a podcast, I'm saying that I started off in broadcast is probably setting everybody up, for a bit of disappointment, or else I better be really good. But that's a really long, big jump from where I am today, which is talent development, essentially human resources function. But I went through a lot of different ups and downs in my career, a lot of discovery, and I did a lot of that discovery here at Milliken. I was so lucky so prior to joining Milliken, I was in recruiting. After I left broadcast, I went into a couple of different things and found recruiting and ended up loving it, and that's how I joined Milliken. And I did that for 2 years and then really wanted to grow into a different direction, and I was given the opportunity to do that in the talent development team. And I've been on that team for 6 years, and I've learned so much, and I feel like I've grown so much professionally and had the opportunity to work on so many different types of projects that I didn't even know that we did. I did on the talent development team as a function. And so it's been great to be able to spread out and just learn so many new things about the company and about myself.
That's incredible. Alexa, what about you? Can you share a little bit about your career journey?
Absolutely. And what's so funny is Sophia and I kind of had a similar start. So
My whole entire life wanted to be a broadcast journalist, wanted to be on ESPN, big football fan. So that was my goal. And I quickly got to college and realized that was not the most glamorous life that I would live. Waking up at 2 a.m. or staying up until midnight, it's just not really my cup of tea. But I realized I love storytelling. I grew up in theater and singing and acting. And so that was something that was really passionate of, you know, to me and a passion of mine. And so I started my career after college in marketing. So I started with Milliken in marketing with the Westex business. Realized that I was ready to, you know, develop myself and develop different skills. And so I had Betsy with us, my mentor, work with me on, you know, where are areas that I'm trying to grow, as well as what can develop me as an individual. And we thought, you know, what about HR? And I was like, Betsy, I'm the last person that should be in HR. but when I realized what talent development was, and I was basically going to be public speaking for my job, I was all in. And so I applied, and here I am today. And first week, they called me Little Sophia because we're so very similar, which is the greatest compliment ever. But this project has been really, really fun. And honestly, this was one of the first major projects that I took lead on. So that was really exciting for my career too.
Congratulations. And I just love that you went from the glamorous perception of sports journalism to the very glamorous world of HR. And you survived the hazing ritual that is calling people Little Sophia.
Yeah.
So you survived that. So you didn't even know you were being hazed.
Yeah.
Listen, I ran into somebody who helped me out when I first got here to Milliken, and he will remain nameless, but he was a wonderful senior leader who helped me sort of get acclimated, and he lovingly referred to me at that time as Baby Betsy. So I'm right with you.
I love it. I love it. I'm here for all the younger associates. I'm in that group, that Gen Z group, so I'll take it.
That's great. So back to the program. Mm-hmm. Sounds like this was quite a task. What did it take to pull all this material together?
It took a lot of attention to detail. And I will say that was one area where our team had to really stay on top of everything, all the details. We interviewed over 60 associates internationally.
Whoa.
And I don't think a lot of people realize all the work that that took, about a total of 9 months or so, 8 to 9 months, just to get the content together. And aside from just filming with the video crew, it's booking the participants, making sure that if they're at a manufacturing site, can we film there? Can we come to them? Do they need to come to us? But then also, aside from the interviews with the participants, which was obviously one of the greatest experiences for our team, it's also collecting all of the development resources that they have that's internal, external. So managing content, managing schedules, because like I said, this was an international group. We had Allison Sui come. Coincidentally, she was in town from Asia, and so I got to interview her. And so that was such an awesome opportunity, but also just collectively as a project, we had to make sure that we aligned with organizational goals, division HR, all HR leaders, but then as well as let's talk to the people who, you know, are those newer associates that want to develop their career, who do they want to hear from?
Yeah.
And so that was a big part of managing this project was, A, getting people to participate, obviously, is the greatest part of a project like this. But B, it's who do people want to hear from? Who do they want to become? And so I would say that's honestly the greatest, that was the greatest challenge of this whole thing, was getting people together, scheduling. But obviously, it was so rewarding in the end.
Yeah. It was so interesting that, you know, when we approached a lot of these leaders about sharing their stories, I feel like a lot of them had that initial response of like, oh, well, why do you want to talk to me?
Sure.
You know, what's so special about me?
Yeah.
Which was amazing to see that humility of people and mm-hmm. at that level in the organization. But as we did the interviews and they shared their stories, we really tried to reemphasize, like, this is why we wanted to hear from you, because you have a unique story. Your journey, you know, here at Milliken or outside of Milliken, your personal journey, how that has played into your career, all of that is so unique and authentic to you, and we want to hear it directly from you.
Yeah.
And I think when people watch these, they're going to see a different side to some of these leaders. You know, they may see them as this, like, big, high-powered person, which they are, absolutely. They're amazing in their field. but they're also a person. They are, you know, they're human beings, and they have their own, they've had their own struggles, their own fears. They've had to step outside of their comfort zones and grow as individuals. They've had to fail and fail in a successful way. And they talk a lot about how they've done that. And all that, again, I think is just so inspirational as we are all going through our own career journeys.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anything in particular that jumped out, any sort of nugget that you took away from being involved in the creation of all this content? Any story?
You know, I think there were two things that almost everybody said in some way, which was they had moments in their career, maybe even one big one or a series of them, where somebody came to them or they were approached with something mm-hmm. where they're like, that's the last thing I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, or that is so outside of what I do now. Like, why would I even try this? And they all just took that leap. They had that moment, even if it was not their normal thing, maybe they're kind of risk averse, but they said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try something outside of my comfort zone. And so that always stood out. I just felt like we heard that as a regular theme. The other thing was they all talked about how they built their networks within the organization or outside the organization. And they were really intentional about doing that. And in doing so, they created this sort of like brain trust, their you know, internal board of directors, if you will, people that they would constantly go back to that were trusted advisors to them, mentors, peers, you know, people at all different levels. And that has continued to help them grow both professionally and personally throughout their careers. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I feel like a couple of things there that certainly the sort of taking the leap of faith into something new, whether it works out in the long run or not, it's always good to stretch, right? But to your point about the network, I feel like this is like becoming a little bit of Milliken sort of tradition. I hear everybody talk about this and even it's true in my experience. When I first came to Milliken, when I was first deciding to come to Milliken, I had breakfast with one of those admired Milliken leaders, Kara Thompson, who I just happen to know in the community. And I said, you know, if I decide to do this, what's the one thing you would advise me to do? What's the thing I need to keep top of mind? And she said, work your network. Yeah. And it's so true. It's so true. It really is the way to develop that brain trust and also, you know, to be able to build your confidence and understand the company and find mm-hmm. those new opportunities when they come.
Yeah. I think what stood out to me too is a lot of them just reiterated and emphasized the importance of authenticity. Mm. Because a lot of times when you come into the corporate world, especially someone that's new in their career, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You don't know, you know, you feel like you have to fit a mold or act a certain way, dress a certain way. And that was really important to me to see that all of these leaders stayed true to themselves throughout the process. While it's important for them to raise hands, obviously, for different projects and try new things in the work, you know, in the working sphere, just being themselves, whether it's dressing a certain way or, you know, if they like, you know, different kinds of shoes or whatever it may be, it's just that they stayed true to who they were. And I think that was what was very important for me to hear throughout this process.
I love it. I love it.
I did love also that they, and I mentioned it a little bit, but they all admitted to failing at mm-hmm. some point, and sometimes failing in very public ways, and how they learned from that. And I thought, you know, again, people at that level, you think, you know, they would not want anybody to know that they're not perfect. And, you know, they're certain, you know, they would want to hide mistakes. But in this case, they were very open to showcasing how that has happened to them. They have failed. They've fallen flat on their face, or they weren't ready for something when they were approached at one point or something like that, and how that shaped how they approach things going forward. I loved that vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I can't wait to dive in. So speaking of that, how can I use this material? How should our associates access it and use the Career Navigator?
Yeah, absolutely. So great question. So of course, it's available through our Connect Hub and the Millikan University site. So we do have a tile right there on our Millikan University site. It's for easy access. Once you get to the homepage, it is organized into different job families. So you can pick out a job family that is of interest to you. So we have, you know, manufacturing leaders, IT leaders, continuous improvement leaders, business leaders. And so once you go to each of those individual pages, you'll find resources. You'll find different video links so you can watch the interviews. So for instance, if somebody is interested in a, you know, a career in marketing and they want to hear from our marketing leaders, they could go to the marketing page and watch a lovely interview with Betsy Sigma. And so see that full length interview. And it is meant to be, it is all of it. I mean, it's all the questions that you answer, you kindly answered for us. So they get a feel for what your career journey has been like. There's also a career and development trees, which is a visual representation of people's careers with different paths for, you know, we kind of organize it into different areas, organize your career and your development to a different area, different branches, if you will, so you can see what things were, you know, somewhat foundational to your career, what were things that were crossover experiences. So maybe you took some skills that you learned in one area and transferred it to another location, or, you know, how you, you know, you grew that into a leadership role. So it's just a great visual representation of someone's career journey. And someone, so as an associate, I can go in and fill out my own career tree, because sometimes it's hard for us to really appreciate all of the things that we've done until we have that type of visual representation. And once we see it on a page, we're like, I've done a lot more than I thought I've done.
Definitely. Yeah.
So it's really great to do that exercise and see it all laid out for you. And also it might help you figure out, okay, you know what, maybe I need to build more in this area or that. So that's one great like active, you know, activity someone can do. There's also a much longer sort of version of this, which is called the Career Compass. And that is multiple, you know, layers, multiple questions, and at different ways for people to look at their experiences, look at the opportunities they've had, look at the opportunities they still want to have to continue to build out their skill set. We're really trying to get people to think differently about their careers and not just think about the titles they've had.
Yeah.
Because that's very, it's very easy to do that. You think, you know, I went from this, you know, this title, 2 years later, I got another title, 2 years later, I got a different one, and we get very focused on that. And we don't think about the fact that, hey, I did this really important project in my same job, but it really built my skill set. I developed, you know, project management, I developed public speaking skills, I developed, you know, people management skills, whatever it was. And then even though my title didn't change, I worked on a different project, mm-hmm. and that built a different skill set.
Yeah.
So just helping people visualize and understand what they currently have, what they've done, and what they still want to do to get to that next.
So would you describe this as a roadmap for advancement? Like, could I look at this and really chart out where I want to go? Or is the Career Navigator page more along the lines of sort of general guidance and encouragement? Or is it all?
You know, I mean, I did use the term roadmap, I guess, before. And I do think we... But it's not this exact path. I think we are, so I probably lean a little bit more general guidance, but we hope that in describing the different paths that people have taken to get to essentially the same spot, that will help all of the rest of us associates say, okay, I know what my destination is maybe, or, you know, and there's different ways for me to get there. And I just want to think about what are those skills that I want to acquire there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to necessarily be this exact path that so-and-so did, but it should inspire me to think about what are some of the skill sets I need, not the, you know, exact titles that I need, but what are some of those qualities, what are some of those experience types, those foundational skills that I should be acquiring in my path to where I think I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or also, if I'm not sure where I want to go yet, there are lots of different things that I'm interested in, then this helps me also in figuring out what is that job actually like?
Mm-hmm.
And what did it take for, you know, the people who are currently in that, what did it take for them to get there?
Yeah.
So it just helps create this clearer picture for someone as they're exploring different options in their career.
Love it.
I think too, what's really important is all of the external education too that comes with
being a plant manager or being in sourcing, things of that nature, for you to understand just honestly like curriculum in the space. As I don't have a master's degree, I would love to get a master's, but even looking forward to seeing, you know, where do I want to take my career? Do I need to get a master's mm-hmm. degree? And so that's really important to think through too of, you know, if someone is going, wants to be an HR, well, you know, long-term you might want to have your SHRM certification or whatever it may be to make sure that you have the qualifications from our external partners and educational resources to propel yourself to that level.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it sounds like some very real, tangible, tactical steps you can take, and then also a good bit of, you know, sort of creating a vision for where absolutely. You want to go mm-hmm. and what it might take to get there, absolutely. And also who you might want to network with in order to find out if it's the right path for you.
Definitely. We really would love to encourage people to connect with others, whether they are, you know, existing leaders in the organization or people who are also on their own career journey, and just connect with different people, figure out ways to be intentional about that. I know that is something that's an extra step for us, but as you will hear from the stories from these people who are in these leadership roles, the payoff is there. Mm-hmm. It is worth it. Even if it doesn't necessarily lead you to a specific job, you are going to gain some type of new perspective that you didn't have before. And even as part of our effort to continuously create this inclusive society, inclusive community within the organization, that helps even more. We're better understanding each other's roles, the environments that we work in, people, you know, better creating that connection between, you know, what our manufacturing environment, you know, what happens in our manufacturing environments versus our corporate. So we're really getting a better, clear view by hearing from these leaders, and then us being proactive and going out and making those connections as well.
Yeah.
We really want people to have long careers at Millikan. We realize not everybody's going to stay forever, but we want people to know that if you are interested in exploring things, you can explore things here at Millikan. And you can use these examples from these leaders within our organization to say, hey, there are ways for me to move around this company and really develop myself.
Well, Team Millikan, you heard it here. The Career Navigator page is a great place to stop by, dream, and even make a plan for a long career with our company. We hope you'll check it out and be sure to visit the page again regularly, as it sounds like there'll be new information coming as time goes by. Thank you, Sophia and Alexa, for being here on this episode of Millikan for Everyone. This is a Marketing Shared Services production. Alan Jenkins is our producer. And once again, I'm Betsy Sikma. Remember, we can make a positive impact that will last generations, and we'll do it together.